Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Keyonte George, and you are listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Clarkson driving, kicks to Keyonte. Three ball, right corner, nails it.
The Jazz welcomed the West-leading Oklahoma City Thunder to the Delta Center for the second time in 20 days. And just as before, this one came down to the wire. But unlike the previous matchup, the Jazz came out on top. Thanks to a big third quarter surge, the Jazz climbed out from a double-digit deficit to secure a 124-117 victory. I'm Tyler Gibb. Welcome to Jazz Game Rewind.
Keyonte. Lobbing. Lowry. Rim. Oh my God, and with the right hand, curled it down and packed it. My goodness, Lowry marketing up above. Put it down through the cylinder. One-handed catch.
Lowry Markkanen was his usual efficient self and finished with his ninth 30-point game of the season. Markkanen went 12 of 18 from the field, including 5 of 7 from deep, to tally 33 points and 11 rebounds.
Down low Markkanen, working, fading back up a little 8-foot left foot fader, and he nails it. Lowry flares to the wing, guarded by Jalen Williams. Tough 20-footer, makes it. Markkanen drives hard to the lane, with a left hand, gets to the cup, fades back, and puts the right hander up and in. Lowry, four on the shot clock, catches the inbound at the top, fires the three, and makes it.
Markkanen had 17 of his 33 points in the third quarter and helped spark a 21-3 run that ran into the fourth. With the Thunder jumping out to their largest lead at 89-77, the Jazz worked their magic to storm into the lead. Here is David Locke and Ron Boone in the final 3.5 minutes of the third quarter.
Jazz down 10 as Shea drives, loses the ball. Keyonte picks it up. Keyonte to the basket, trailing is Giddy. Keyonte gets to the left side of the basket, lays it up and in. Keyonte really did a nice job there. He showed the ball with the right hand, switched to the left at the last second, laid it up. And Mark Daigneault wants a timeout. Jazz have cut it to 8. Chris Dunn gets into the body of Jalen Williams, the center, forces a turnover. Jazz on the press. On the push, excuse me, down by 8. Now in the half court. Clarkson, contested 3, short. Rebound comes down to the Thunder. Jordan's 1-for-4 from 3 tonight. Shea driving to the right side. Jazz want to push him more to the help. He goes away from the help, flares it back out to Jalen Williams, the center, who's a 3-point shooter. Inside to Gilgeous Alexander. His shot's airballed. Walker pulls it out of the air before it gets to the rim. Great defense second time through on Shea, forcing him to help. He's 10 of 16. Here's Keyonte attacking, driving to the defense, wanting a foul, doesn't get it, floats it up from 8 feet in. Jazz back within 6. They're hanging tough. 92-86. Last matchup, they were able to tie it at the end of the third. Dort, top to Shea. Dunn defending. They want to work him to the middle. Back out to Dort. Tough pass inside to Jang. Left side, Kendrick Williams for 3. Missed it. Rebound comes to Markkanen. Lowry's 8th of the game. He has 25 points as well. Keyonte off a Kessler pick. Drives in the defense. Finds Walker. Slam dunk. Beautiful play. Keyonte George. Timeout. Mark Daigneault. Back out on the floor. Same 5, except for Chris Dunn in the game. Jazz playing 3 guards. Can't come out in the zone. Cason Wallace, out of Kentucky, 10th pick of the draft, in a bit of trouble, flares it out to Holmgren, right side to Shea. Drives, Walker comes over, forces a wild shot, rebound. Markkanen, jet, pops off the bench with a big fist pump for the defense. Keyonte at the top, guarded by Shea, pick and roll with Lowry. Flares it back to Lowry, he's got 25, he's got 28! And the Jazz are within 1, 92-91.
Notice, David, they got right into their offense once they brought the ball over the time zone. Not a lot of dribbling.
Keyonte's 5th assist. Wallace has been shooting the 3 very well. Sidesteps Clarkson. Misses the 3. Holmgren offensive rebound. Tries to go back up. Dunn strips it away. Markkanen outlets. Clarkson's at the rim. Jazz lead it.
What a comeback.
14-3, now 16-3 run by the Jazz. Shea, first team All-NBA guard, right side to Wiggins. Post to Holmgren, slicing Williams. Kessler comes over and eradicates it at the rim and sends it into the second row.
The Thunder used their three-headed monster of Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Chet Holmgren, and Jalen Williams to build their third-quarter lead. MVP candidate SGA led the way with 28 points, while Williams chipped in 26 and Chet 22.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander will play the whole first quarter usually, trying to get him to the nail. He's straight away this time, though. He'll rise over Keontae for a high arcing three, and it's good. Gilgeous-Alexander gives to Holmgren. He drives with a left-right hand, puts off the glass in it. George spins into traffic. Back to Jalen Williams to score. He averages 18 a game. He fades on the left baseline and scores it off a left-foot step back. Here's Gilgeous-Alexander. Jazz want to push him to help. They push him to the left side. Markkanen's there to help. Players to the top. To Holmgren for three. Nails it. There's nothing you can do here. Chet's bombing threes tonight. Puts it on the deck now. Spinning in traffic. Out to Shea. Three ball, good.
All this action led to what has turned into the usual type of end at the Delta Center, a hold-your-breath, nail-biting finish. The Thunder and Jazz entered tonight with the number one and two best clutch offenses in the NBA, but with the Jazz trailing 110-109 and just over 4 minutes to go, it was the rookie Keontae George who proved yet again he is not afraid of the big moment. Here is David Locke and Ron Boone for the final stretch in Salt Lake.
11-2 run by the Thunder. 110-109, Thunder by one, two best clutch offenses in the NBA. Keontae working the top, finding Lowry on a curl, yet to score in the fourth, guarded by Williams, drives in the lane, knocked away by Dort, picked back up by Lowry, resets Keontae, five on the clock, guarded by Dort, pulls for three, nailed it! Oh my goodness, right in the grill of one of the best defenders in the NBA! The young kid rises and tickles the twine! 112-110. 4:08 to play. Shea angle right, averages 31 a game, their leading scorer. He works on Dunn, kicks to Giddey. Giddey penetrates, puts a shoulder into George, no whistle, floats it, misses. Offensive rebound, Holmgren, kick out to Williams for three, got it. Shoots 45% from three, does Jalen Williams and the Thunder regain the lead, 113-112.
Well, the Jazz desperately need him to miss one in the clutch.
3:42 to play.
Four threes here in the second half.
Fontecchio, hands to Keontae, guarded by Dort, an elite defensive player. Right side, Dunn, they're hiding Shea on it. Dunn drives, crosses over on Giddey, gives to Kessler, slam dunk. Beautiful drive and a dish from Chris Dunn, who gives the goggles on the way back for his great vision. Jazz 114-113, ninth lead change of the game. Giddey, right side to Shea, first team All-NBA. Working with a left hand, Jazz trying to force him back to the middle. To Williams, left side to Giddey, unguarded three. Missed it. Rebound Keontae, Jazz want him to shoot. 114-113, 3 minutes to play. Will Hardy wants a timeout. 3 minutes to play, Jazz by one, here's Keontae. Left elbow to Dunn, out of a timeout. What did Will Hardy drop? Trying to get Lowry in the post, they can't get it, so Lowry pops out to the right elbow, yet to score in the fourth. He bumps, he backs, he kicks to Keontae, pump fakes, works to his left, fires the three, tickles the twine! A three for Keontae, back to back, he's got 16.
That was the second option on that play, and Keontae executed it very, very well.
Assist marketed, Giddey. Passes to Holmgren, he'll shoot the three over the zone, back rim. Markkanen snares his 11th rebound, Jazz lead it by four. Two best clutch offenses in the NBA. The Jazz are the best three-point shooting team in the clutch this year, nearly 50%. Keontae at the top, guarded by Williams, a good defender. Dort on Markkanen, right side Dunn. Skips it over the top to Fontecchio, drives on Shea, penetrates the lane, hangs in the air, pass deflected and stolen. Shea in the open court, Shea driving, Dunn back, Dunn ripped it away, but he stepped out of bounds. Great round ball robbery stops the fast break. If the Jazz win this game tonight, Ron, transition defense stopping fast breaks is going to be the reason.
Well, I tell you what, Dunn's foot is up. Oh, he did touch the line. Boy, the Jazz are not guarding the inbound
pass. Comes up top to Holmgren. Dunn steals it. Chris with a little leather larceny. Left side to Keontae. Pump fakes Holmgren. Tries. Falls to the ground. Has the ball on the ground. Tries to call a timeout. We got a jump ball instead. Jump ball tipped to the backcourt. Chris Dunn runs it down for the Jazz. 15 on the shot clock with a four-point lead and 1:45 to play. Keontae, left-hand dribble off Markkanen, an offensive foul on Lauri Markkanen. Jazz in a zone. Up by four, 1:35 to play. Williams for three over the top, no good. Rebound, battled for Fontecchio, Dort diving after it. Dort steps out of bounds in front of the Jazz bench. Jazz ball, 1:30 to play. Dort picks up Keontae, who's got 16 points in the meter running. 1:22 to play, Keontae veers left. Gets a switch on Williams. Jazz space the floor. Markkanen gets it at the right elbow, isolated. Puts the right shoulder into the defender. Drives with the left hand. Step back 20-footer. Good! Lauri Markkanen. 10-3 run by the Jazz. Shea driving it. Chris Dunn. They want to force him to the middle. He fakes. He gets to the right hand to the outside. And a foul on the Jazz. And now they lead by five with 58 seconds left. Shea's free throw is good. Here comes Keontae, guarded by Dort, crosses him over, drives the basket, kicks to Kessler. Walker hands back to Lauri, 4-3. Drop it like it's hot, Lauri! Drop it like it's hot! 122-115!
Keontae George finished with 16 points, while John Collins added 22. All in all, the Jazz had six players in double figures. Chris Dunn wasn't one of those six, but he did play a huge role in limiting SGA. Shea went scoreless from the 5:28 mark in the third quarter until under a minute left in the fourth. The Jazz now sit at an even 500 with a 26-26 record. They'll head to Phoenix for a quick one-game trip on Thursday before coming back to host Steph Curry and the Warriors on Monday. Don't miss out on your chance to see the star power set to visit Salt Lake before the All-Star break, as the Jazz host the Warriors twice and the Lakers and LeBron on Valentine's Day. And catch exclusive Jazz content by subscribing to Jazz Plus. That'll do it for this one. I'm Tyler Gibb. Thanks for listening to Jazz Game Rewind.